It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome to courtside, and welcome to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Folks, let's get ready to fire away here. It's the Axel Eagles taking on the Titan Hornets here in the Class 1A Division 2 Boys Semi-Final, the second game here on the way. Cunningham, they have already punched their ticket going back to state for the second year in a row. Can the Axel Eagles head to the state tournament for the second time in program history? Again, that one time they went, they were able to claim the victory. That was back in 2012-2013 season. But again, the Eagles looking to try to get right back to it to best that third-place finish that they had last year. And guess who that third-place finish was against? It was none other than against the Dighton Hornets. Well, it was the Eagles who brought the sting last year with the 80-72 defeat over them. Let's talk about these opponents and dive right in. Starting off here with the road team here, Dighton Hornets. Again, head coach by Tyler Ling, assistant coach Wyatt Abiger. By the way, Ling, he is an alumni from the Hornets. He was on the state basketball team in 2016. Abiger, he was on the state team in 2013 for the Hornets. So two big-time alumni coming back here for Dighton, coaching this team. They have had a great season. They are on right now an 18-game winning streak, 21-3 on the season. On the road, they're 9-0. Per game, they're averaging 57.6 points per game and 34 points per game just given up to the defensive side. This is also the Hornets' third state appearance ever. They have third appearance at the semifinals in state. They have never been to a title match. This team right now, they were on a seven-year drought going into last season before going to the state. Again, breaking that drought. This team, they started in their first five games 2-3. Again, this is the Hornets. But then after that, they went on to win 18 straight. They have not looked back since. In those games, by the way, throughout the season, in games that are 3 points or less, they are 3-1. This team, they won the Northwest Kansas League title. This has been, right now, the Hornets, again, their best finish was in 1984, fourth place. Again, the last one there for them was also last year, fourth place. So their best finish was fourth place. They've gotten two here in program history. Talking about the Axel Eagles, again, a team that is 22-1 on the year in games they've actually played. However, they are 23-1 on the year because they do get a win because of the bye. So technically, the Eagles have beaten their record for most wins in a single season by their boys program. So a huge round of applause there. But again, that's not just the only record that the Eagles have chased this season. They've also won their first TVL League title, having a 10-0 finish in league play. And now they want to chase even greater history, winning their second title game ever in boys basketball Class 1 Division 2. And to add on to that, that would only look even greater as they finish again with their fourth straight football title just a couple months ago in their state win at the football tournament in that eight-man classification. But again, this Eagles team, they have been dominant this season. They just beat Central Princeton 66-44. I'm going to turn this thing over here for a couple minutes. We're going to get a couple-minute break in here, and then you'll hear straight from head coach Jason Sinon. I got him here on the sideline here to get a good interview for you folks, his thoughts on that Central Christian game, as well as his upcoming thoughts here against the Dighton Hornets. Again, you're listening to The Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Up next here, head coach Jason Sinon will talk about these Axel Eagles and their road to glory here, as up next, they take on the Dighton Hornets here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome down to Colby Event Center. I'm Trenton Prophet, off my left, head coach. With me is the actual Eagles, Jason Tynan. Coach, you've had such a great career here with the Eagles. You have a chance to get a title this season. First, it starts off with the Class 1A Division II semifinal match upcoming here against Dighton, the team last year you beat in the third-place title match of the score of 80-72. Before we talk about that, though, let's talk about yesterday's win there, a big one for you. You were able to take on and take down the Central Christian team. You took down the Cougars. Tell me about that game real quick.
We did a really good job. We wanted to get out and pressure them a little bit. They hadn't seen much of that in our game film that we watched. And so we wanted to cause a lot of turnovers. And we wanted to dominate on the boards. When you think Axel basketball, we want you to think a pressure defense, transition offense, and rebounding. And we dominated in those three areas, and that's what we want to do.
And you tell me about dominating, especially rebounding. You guys finished with 43 rebounds on the game, 18 second chance opportunity points, a lot of that being put up by on your down low man, your 6'5" sophomore, Logan Salmon. What can you tell me about the young man right there last season? Got a lot of reps this season, even more so, a constant starter on your floor, a constant X factor for you as well. What can you tell me about him?
He's done a good job. He probably receives the most butt chewing because he's my nephew as well, him and Colin. But he takes it and he does a good job. He responds, and he's really developed as far as post game goes, and then just being physical and being a presence down the paint that we haven't had in the last couple years.
And keep telling me here about your lineup. Brandon Schmesley, Eli Brockschman, two of your best players here. They get consistent starts with it for the year. They both have over 1,000 points scoring in their career. What have they brought to your program, their 4 years of playing basketball for you? And then also, what do they trickle down to your lineup there for their experience?
It's that leadership aspect. They're both great leaders. Eli's a little bit more emotional leader. He kind of wears his emotions on his sleeve. Brandon's the calm and steady one that kind of keeps us all level-headed. But their leadership, they lead by example and practice every single day. They run hard. They practice hard. And then, whenever we need a big play, it seems like one of those two are making it.
And here upcoming now, you're going to play Dighton, a team that last year you played in the third-place title match. You won by a score of 80-72. Of course, they had some turnover there with some seniors leaving. What can you tell me here coming up on the matchup here at 8 o'clock?
Dighton's a really good team. They're really well coached. They have the Kramer kid who scored 38 on us last year. We're going to have to guard him a lot better than we did in that third place game. And their role players have stepped up big time in the state tournament and their sub-state run. So we're just going to have to guard and keep them out of the paint and make them three-point shooters.
And what's the game plan for yourselves, being able to get going early? You did that yesterday with 24 points in the first quarter. What's the plan of attack today, Coach?
They're going to come out and play a 2-3 zone on us. Our thing is to get the ball in the paint. A lot of times against the zone, you just want to stand around the perimeter and jack up shots. We got to get the ball to Brandon and Logan inside in the interior and go to work from there.
Well, Coach, I appreciate it again. Head coach of the Axtell Eagles, Jason Tynan here, upcoming in the semifinals match. Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Brendan.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find one, standard door won't fit? And let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back here to the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. First quarter nearly on the way. It's the Axtell Eagles taking on the Titan Hornets, but it's the Eagles who are looking to, one, soar like an eagle, but sting like a bee. Head coach Jason Tynan leads this team. Man, he's done so great here as the coach of the Eagles. Again, most wins in a single season here. 23-1 is their record. They're on a 20-game winning streak right now. Let's run over here the starters first off with the road team. Titan Hornets, again, we're in Class 1A, Division 2, the sub-state, or the state matchup here, game number 2, trying to take on Cunningham in the state title match. Cunningham, who looks to defend their back-to-back state titles here. But here, now, looking at the Hornets lineup, get head coached by Tyler Ling, a team that is 21-3. Starting off number 10, Daniel Kramer, the 5'10 senior, averaging 20 points a game. Number 22, George Von Leonard, the 6-foot senior, averaging 6.4 points per game and 6.1 rebounds a game. Number 4, Boston Schimmer, the 6'3 senior. He's going to be a big post player down low that the Eagles are going to have to key up on. He averages 8.2 points per game, 6.1 rebounds a game. Number 23, Noah Romer, the 6-foot senior, averaging 7.5 points per game. And Peyton Redford, number 15, the 5'11 senior. Now look at your Axtell Eagles here. Eli Brockman, number 35, the 6-foot sophomore, who's averaging over 13 points a game, 4.1 rebounds a game. He's got over 290 points this season. Yesterday, he put up 11 points, 9 alone in the first half when he shot 3-6 at the halfway mark. Brandon Schmesley, number 25, averaging 11.6 points per game, 5.9 rebounds a game. Both him and Brockman have over 1,000 career points scoring coming into this state tournament. Number 12, Wyatt Detweiler, the 5-time sophomore, who averages nearly 6 points a game and 3 boards a game. He's got over 80 assists this year. He does such a great job working well within his team and being able to get them the ball. Landon Schmitz, number 2, the 5'10 junior. 3 years of starting here. He's got quickness. He's got great defense and rebounding ability. He averages 5.2 points per game and 2.7 boards a game. And, of course, the X factor here for the Eagles. When you're inside the paint, you got to deal with the painter. It's Logan Sandman, who's done nothing but clearing the window. Number 34, the 6'5" sophomore. You heard Coach Tynan talk about. By the way, he's also Jason Tynan, nephew Logan Sandman. That's why he gets a little more critique on the heavier side. But, hey, that's how you make a player better and stronger both mentally and physically on the field. Listen, Sandman, he has great length, size, and finishing to the rim. He has right now a total of 282 points on the season, averaging over 12 points a game and nearly 9 rebounds a game. In his game against Central Christian, he led in scoring to finish the day with 16 points, 10 rebounds. He went 7-10 from the field. The actual Eagles, by the way, they had a total of 34 points put up in the paint and a total of 18 points off of second chance opportunities, that being the 19 offensive rebounds they finished with on the game and the total of 43. This team dominates inside the paint. Their interior play does not get any better than this, folks. They can clear the window better than anybody else, and we're going to see that here for the Axel Eagles. So, again, if you're ready, let's get ready to race here. It's the Axel Eagles of Class 1A, Division 2, taking on the Dighton Hornets here in the quarterfinals down at the Colby Event Center, looking to take on Cunningham tomorrow. So if you're ready, we got four quarters, 32 minutes altogether of basketball action here on the Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. It's the Eagles and the Hornets, but who's going to sting first? Here at the Colby Event Center. Right now it's the Eagles. White tops and bottoms with the red stripes, blue lighting, blue numbers. And for the Hornets, the orange top and bottoms, black letters, lined out with gray trim. Sandman here on the jump and Boston Shimmer for the Hornets. The Hornets, they win it. Hornets start with the ball right to left of their dial at the top of the key here. Flung out left side with it. George Von Leonard. Leonard back up to the top. Reset to Peyton Redburn. Burn now. Short corner shot up by Boston Shimmer on the right side. He's up for two. The Eagles take their first deficit here in the state tournament, down by two here to the Hornets in the semifinals game. But they tie it right back up. Assist by Landon Schmidt as he gives it down to Logan Sandman. Inside on the baseline, he goes in for two. 2-2 game. 7:20 left to go. We just got started in this first quarter. Here, Hornets back with it. They stung early. Left side wing. Here, Kramer with the ball. Right hand going bounce passing off the floor into the hands of Shimmer. Shimmer, right side wing, now on the far side corner, near in the front court, driving inside the wing. Von Leonard, Leonard going over two defenders, but it's none other than Sandman, the main man for the Eagles, picking up the first Eagle board of the game. Detweiler, now right side wing, pump fake up by Brockman. Brockman, he got things going yesterday against Central Christian with a three-point shot. Both him and Shaughnessy hit their first two of the game they attempted, and now inside goes. It's Landon Schmidt with another assist, and this time he finds Eli Brockman inside the paint. Sturman for the Eagles' first lead change of the game to go up by 2-4-2, 6:28 left to go in this first quarter. Inside, crosser off the top of the key here, missed by the Hornets, Peyton Redburn. Rebound picked up by Schmesley. Now taken down to the court here underneath the basket, and they get Eagles called on a turnover. That's Eagles' first of the game. Eagles here up 4-2, 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Both Brockman and Sandman have gotten on the board. Pass all the way down the court, stacked up. Kramer looking for a dunk, and then he changed it last second to a layup finish. And it went off, and the rebound was picked up by Detweiler. But now there is an Eagle down on the floor. That looks to be Landon Schmidt. He is down hard on the floor right now. That's Coach Jason Tynan standing above him right now, checking on him. Checking if he's all right. That would be a big hit to this team if a player like Schmitz couldn't come back in. But I think he looks all right. He's kind of hunching up a little bit now. Trainer's talking to him, but Schmitz already with the first early both assists so far in this game. He got his first one to Logan Sandman, and then he got one to Eli Brockman. But here, it looks like he's standing up. He gets the ovation here from the audience. There, it looks to be his right shoulder that seems to be, oh no, his back of his head. Okay, I see. That's just where they were holding on when taking him out. Okay, so his back of the head, that's what got hit. So he's going to take to the bench here. Coming in early will be Colin Shaughnessy, the 6-foot junior who in his first two threes yesterday, hit 2 of 2. Now Eli Brockman back with it. Eagles take right back over as Schmitz gets evaluated on the bench there for the Eagles. 5:57 left to go in this first quarter. Eagles up 4-2. They just took the lead off of Sandman inside. Here now, right side look to Schmezzi. Schmezzi kicking across. Shot at the from no man's land. Misses the three-point shot. But guess who's underneath for the Eagles for the putback? It's Logan Sandman. You're playing Jeopardy there. I'm sure you just got it right if you're an Eagles fan. 6-2 lead now. Largest now for the Eagles. Up by 4. 5:28 left to go this first quarter. With it here. Boston Schimmer shimming it out to the top of the perimeter. Now left side corner working with it is Redburn. Redburn to his right to Von Leonard. Now a three-pointer right back at it through the corner. Redburn wishes for 3. 6-5 now at the front court already. Quick transition down the court. Shaughnessy misses. But Sandman makes the rebound and is fouled. It will go up to the line to shoot 2. Sandman already 2 offensive rebounds in this first quarter to 3 minutes into it. First foul of the game here committed against Noah Romer for the Hornets. The Eagles only up by 1, 6-5. Rico shot up and out by Logan Sandman. Tell you what, Logan Sandman, he had a great day yesterday with 16 points, but the kid could have had easily over 20 if he was hitting from the free throw line, which I believe at one point he was 0-5. Here he goes. He takes the free throw shot early on. He goes 1 of 2. This is his first and hits the second one with a nice little swish. 7-5 lead up by 2. Eagles 5:06 left to go in the first quarter. Hornets. They've been trailing since down 4-2. And here down the court, quick transitional layup. Daniel Kramer gets it. Down court pass by Peyton Redborn for the assist. It's all tied up at 7 apiece. So 4:55 left to go in the first. Shaughnessy with it. Right side wing. Now to the corner. Brockman off the rim. But it's Schmitz who's back in the game, easily already making a big impact with an offensive rebound. And that rebound turns into second chance point as Schmezli down the right side lane takes it in for 2 in the paint. Eagles again yesterday had a total of 18 second chance points and 38 total points in the paint. Right there, they just got the 2-for-2 deal. Inside jab step by Daniel Kramer for the Hornets. Missing an inside pass, looked to Bernard, especially came in and got the jump ball. Well, actually, no, excuse me, that looks like an offensive foul that got the turnover. It was an offensive foul resulting in the turnover. It was by George Von Leonard. That was the first turnover here by the Hornets. Both teams here with a turnover, just a piece. 4:18 left to go in this first quarter. The score 9-7. Eagles back up by 2. Rushman with it to his left. Eagles controlling this one. Schmezli back outside. Schmidt, he's wide open. There's not a man 4 foot from him here. Now he goes inside, looks at the top of the elbow to Schmezli, but Schmezli misses off the jumper. Rebound picked up by Redburn off the right of the rim, and now taking it down the left side here of the court. Left of your dial is Von Leonard, and Leonard is fouled just an inch in front of the basket on his layup finish. And he goes up to shoot 2 from the line. Foul is first against the Eagles here in this quarter. It is first here against Eli Brockman. Here, up and out. George Von Leonard. Here, missing his first from the line. He averages 6.4 points per game. Looking for his first in this contest. And he hits. He goes 1 of 2, missing his second, hitting his first. 1 point game, 9-8. Eagles lead with the ball. 3:50 to go in the first. Right now, Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy spinning and firing it to Schmitz at the top. Now to the right wing at front court right now. Sandman dump off to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, a floater over the defender, misses. And rebound picked up by Boston Schimmer as it gets shimmy down the court. Passing the timeline right now is Daniel Kramer. He's in the backcourt with it. Screen is set for the pick and roll at the top. Kramer driving inside, takes a Euro step, and he gets the and one. Daniel Kramer going in for 2. Here up at the free throw line is Kramer. Dighton will reclaim the lead here with 3:27 left to go in the first period. It is 10-9. Foul is second against Colin Shaughnessy. He has both fouls here for the Eagles in this first quarter. At the line for the and one, it's and good for Daniel Kramer. Down the court now. Well, it is Detweiler for the Eagles. Fires off left to Broxton. Broxton passing it back to Detweiler. He takes a jab step right, looking for his triple option. Now to Schmidt on the left side wing. Being dribbled up back to the backcourt by Broxton. And now skipped across the right side wing. Schmidt back to Detweiler. Detweiler with the right side wing. Now back up to the top. Just playing a skip and a hop around the perimeter. Eli Broxton fires it off. Shaughnessy, great rebound, stretching over the top of the short corner. Here he gets the offensive rebound. Now Schmidt fires a three off the left seam of the rim. A rebound again by Shaughnessy. Back-to-back offensive rebounds here for him. Inside is Schmedley. Schmedley out. Detweiler, three, in. Oh, that one was pretty. By Detweiler. It popped in and out three times before it finally said, okay, I'll go in. Now the Eagles retake the lead. Third lead change of the quarter, 12-11. Might just get another one here for a three-point shot by Romer, but he misses in the corner. Rebound is picked up by Schmedley. Now here's Detweiler on the baseline. He turns it over, and picking up the steal is Von Leonard. With it, Leonard, a left side wing, back up here to the backcourt line. Put it in the left side corner, here to Leonard. Von Leonard, looking to his left now, turns back here right. Now he goes back left, gets it to Schimmer. Schimmer looking for the jumper at the top of the elbow, and that one is, oh, the crowd's calling it for me behind me, air ball. That's going to be a turnover. Get it back to the Eagles. Eagle crowd right behind me. Shout out to them. 12-11, Eagles have retaken the lead for the third lead change of this game. They have the ball, 1:50 left to go here in this first quarter. Schmidt firing right back up to the top to Detweiler. Eagles control. Schmedley pump fake left corner. Now back up to the top to Detweiler. Broxman fires from the hip. Did not hit it. Shaughnessy and Schmidt were boxed out down low by Ben Leonard for the rebound defensively. And now Kramer taking a couple of crossovers at the top of the perimeter for the Hornets. Well, not enough honey in his step. He loses the ball out of bounds. They're going to say the last one to touch it, though, was the Eagles. Fouls against Wyatt Detweiler, his first year of the game. Third team foul of the quarter against the Eagles. Shaughnessy picked up two here. 12-11 to score, 1:26 up to go in the first period. Crossover, taking a step back. Wow, what a fadeaway by Daniel Kramer, putting the moves on for the long two to take the lead. Now Eagles retrail by one. We have already seen four lead changes here in this first quarter. We got a great matchup between what was the third place match last season. Horton's trying to get their revenge, losing 80-72 against the Eagles. Measurably underneath for his 6 point this game. Assist given there to Wyatt Detweiler. 14-13, fifth lead change in this first quarter. Outside, open three-point shot here for the Hornets. Missed by Peyton Redford. Taken off the left side of the rim by Schmedley. Schmedley down the court, turns the ball over. Steal by Daniel Kramer. 38 seconds in the first quarter. Eagles up by one, 14-13. At the circle in the middle, now past the stripe. Here is Daniel Kramer taking a couple dribbles. He's one-on-one against Landon Schmidt. The man-to-man defense being run here by the Eagles. At the top of backcourt is Romer. Romer passes right to Kramer. Kramer, great backdoor look inside. Nearly turned over, but it goes to the right corner and picked back up by Romer. Romer at the top side. Here back to Schimmer. Schimmer, shimming out left side corner, and it is knocked away. It was Romer who is trying to go to the baseline. I think they're going to get a foul there called against the Eagles. Possibly should have been called maybe a charge, but instead they get the foul. That will be the second foul against Detweiler. So both Wyatt Detweiler and Colin Shaughnessy, two top players here for the Eagles, have two fouls to nearly end this first quarter. Now for the free throw line, first one up and the first one out for Noah Romer. Hornets so far, 2-4 in this game. This is their third total trip up the line. Noah Romer looking to hit this. Von Leonard was the first to go up and Kramer was the second. Here, right now, hitting his one of two is Noah Romer. Down the court, Eagles with 2 seconds left to go. Broxman trying to finish the quarter. It's no go for three, but man, what a close one here to end the first. 14-14, tied game, 5-2 lead changes in the first quarter. This one's going to be a roller coaster. Stay locked in at 2.1 at KMZA. We'll be back in 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, Eagles 14, Hornets 14.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Well, yesterday, Axel was up 24-14 at the end of the first quarter against Central Christian. Today, they are tied 14-14 against the Hornets coming in the first quarter. They have a turnover here that goes to Kramer to start it, and Kramer begins this second quarter with a layup, and now we're going to get a 30-second timeout called by head coach Jason Sinan by the Axel Eagles. 30-second timeout, 16-14. We're back in 30. The MSC Sports Radio Network, it is 16-14 on its lead.
Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. From the food on our tables to the clothes on our backs, we all depend on agriculture. At Elk State Bank and Seneca, we've been making ag loans for more than 125 years. Making things grow is what you do, and it's what we do too. Let us be your banking partner and forge ahead together. Elk State Bank and Seneca, your rural financial partner. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Visit our website at elkstatebank.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
We just had our sixth lead change of the game here. It's Dighton taking it over Axel 16-14. 7 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Here right now, Eagles with the ball. Schmidt, left side wing, up the top to Detweiler. Back to Brogdon, dribbles back up to backcourt, here to front court with it. The right side wing to Schmidt. Schmidt's inside to Schmezley, and Schmezley is quickly fouled by the Hornets. The Eagles, they came out of that first quarter with four fouls total, two against Detweiler and two called against Shaughnessy. First foul here in the second quarter goes against Daniel Kramer, the Hornets, so that's his first of the game. Detweiler, the inbounder, throwing in to Brockstrom-Min. Now back to Detweiler on the right side corner. Short corner shot by Schmezley. Tries to use the backboard, and off the window, it goes in for two. We're back tied at 16-16 all. Schmezley now with 8 points on this game. Three-point lock and loading here. Left side wing by Romer, but instead he looked through his options first and went back to Kramer. Now Romer, floater here from the short corner. Misses. Great box out by Detweiler. They should get a foul there on the down low against Romer, and yes, they do. Romer pushing off the back of Detweiler. Detweiler was, he had a really nice box out about 5 feet in front of the glass off to the left side. That is his second foul of the game against Noah Romer. Second foul of the quarter here, just nearly 2 minutes into it for Hornets. And here on the baseline, Sandman getting point number 7. Garrett starts himself in scoring, and now the Eagles retake back the lead 18-16, which means that is our 7th lead change here in the game, just 10 minutes into it. First foul called against Landon Schmidt for this game. Again, he came out early, but he's back in here. He's 1-on-1 against Daniel Kramer. As Kramer's taking it down the court. He's been guarding all night long from NBA range. Kramer tries to hit it. Couldn't knock it in. Rebound by Von Leonard as he crashes the board. And then getting it to Shimmer for a second chance point. Boston Shimmer shimmies it in for two from the right elbow. We're now back tied at 18 apiece. A lot of tied scores in this game already early. Schmezley at the right elbow. Passes, skipping, open from three-point land. Landon Schmidt lands it in. Huge three by Schmidt. pass all the way down the court, lobbed into the breadbasket of Kramer, but that's going to be a foul called against Detweiler. He just picked up his third of the game. If you're Coach Jason Thien, you're probably thinking of taking out Detweiler here for the rest of this quarter. And that is rough to have one of your top players and a player who leads the team assist, one of the top players who leads the team assist, come out for the rest of the second quarter. Right now, at the free throw line, shooting two is the Hornets. First one in and second one in as well for Daniel Kramer. Daniel Kramer, he averages 20 points a game already so far. He's got 11. The Eagles have not been able to contain him yet. He is a 5'10" senior, averages over 20 a game. Crush, 3-point shot, left side wing. He misses. Scraped right back up though by Logan Sandman off the board. And Sandman with another second chance opportunity point. He's already got 6. In this first half, he had 6 in the first half against Central Christian. He does such a great job of cleaning up the other side of the window. Jumper here by Daniel Kramer, though. Puts it back to a 1-point game. Axel still up 23-22 with 4:50 left to go in the second quarter. Schmidt on the right side wing, skipped around, deflected, and through the deflections, the traffic from the Hornets get it. Sealed by George Von Leonard, his second in the game. Passing all the way from backcourt to frontcourt. Ball blocked by Sandman. Eagles get it right back. Shaughnessy has it. Shaughnessy, the smudge on the left side corner. Pump fake. Drive inside by Logan Sandman, and he misses the pass out to Smedgley. Kramer gets his third steal of the half. Kramer takes it down the court with 4:16 to go. Screen for the pick and roll up top for him. He crosses over. He's being face guard. He puts it down the short corner. Left side. Shimmer. Boston Shimmer misses the shot. It's put in front of the basket. Specially picks it up for the Eagles. Specially. Now Broshman down the court. 4 minutes now left to go in the first half. Smith inside. Sandman on the short corner. Sandman back out to Smith. Back up to the top of the front court. Broshman, 3-pointer off the left side of the rim. It skips. And Broshman has yet to score points here for the Eagles in this first half. He ended yesterday with a total of 11 points. He had 9 points in the first half. He went 3 of 6 from the 3-point line at the end of the first half on the game. He finished 3 of 10. Right now, he's kind of a little stagnant. He's been a little stale. He's trying to get hot here, maybe this second quarter. He's taken about 4 shots here from around the 3-point line, so he's missed about 10 straight here at the state tournament. So he's looking to break that streak here with a big one here for the Eagles. With the ball right now, it's the Dighton Hornets. Still down by one, though, 23-22, 3:35 left to go in this second quarter. Backcourt dribbling it. Right to left here is Daniels at the very top of the perimeter. He gets it to Van Leonard at the top of the wing. Now inside look here for Peyton Redburn. He misses it, and then the rebound is picked up by Schmedley. Fifth rebound of the game. Pass left here to Barshman at the top of the perimeter. On short corner, pass out to Schmedley. Schmedley. Pump faking up with it. Passes it back out to Broshman. Broshman hesitates to 3. Shaughnessy, but he pulls the trigger. Shaughnessy for 3. 26-22, a 4-point lead back for the Eagles, tying their largest. Full timeout taken by the Dighton Hornets. We're back in 60 seconds. 3:04 left to go in the second quarter. The Eagles 26, Dighton 22.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Colin Shaughnessy just hit a three-point shot for the Eagles before that timeout. It's now 26-22. Eagles lead with 2:50 left to go here in this second quarter here. The Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Colin Shaughnessy, let me tell you a little bit about him here. James Shaughnessy, he did a great job of telling me about that. He's actually his cousin. James, he's the assistant head coach of this Eagles team. He told me, he goes, I know Shaughnessy's not a starter, but he puts up starting-like numbers. He's a spark plug off the bench. He knows he can come in and be that double-A battery that charges up this team in the play. Right here, he needs to have a big game for this actual team. He had 6 points yesterday off two threes. Right now, Hornets with the ball, traveling the short corner. About a 20-second possession off the board there for the Hornets. They draw a foul against the Eagles. That is foul number three against Landon Schmitz. So three fouls here against Schmitz and three against Wyatt Detweiler. So Landon Schmitz, he's going to have to come off as well. It is just here a rough look for this Eagles team. But they actually, well, the Eagles, they're going to put back in Wyatt Detweiler. Despite having three fouls, he's going to come back in. He's going to have, I hope, hopefully Coach Shinan told him, hey, man, just if they go against you, put your hands up and maybe even step back. You do not want to draw your fourth quarter with 2 minutes left to go in this second quarter. That would be devastating here for this Eagles team to have a player nearly foul out. Here, Von Leonard for the Hornets. Spinning, turning, dishing it in for two. He's now at 3 points on the game. It's a two-point game, 26-24 with 1:46 left to go in the first half. Eagles ahead with the ball. Schmezley, jumper, left side elbow, nothing but net for Brandon Schmezley. He's now at 10 points on the game. Schmezley at 10, Sandman at 9. They are your leading scorers here so far for the Eagles. Daniel Kramer with it. They put now Schmezley on the man-to-man. Top player against top player. Hornets Shimmer with it at the left side elbow, back up to the backcourt line. Working with it here. Von Leonard skips left. Top side perimeter. To Redfern. Redfern fires it back right to Leonard with now 1:07 left to go in the second period. Eagles up by 4, 28-24. Left side wing. Here still. The Hornets. Redfern inside. Back up top. From the top of the key. A big one from over his head. Shimmer shoots. But Brockman picks up the board. Brockman out to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy firing. And that one off the left side of the rim. Picked up by Shimmer for his second board. Underneath Kramer, he gets fouled. That's going to be, hopefully, it's against Schmezley here. You don't want that against Detweiler. It was against Schmezley. Detweiler, he was in the area. And I said it a little bit earlier, Detweiler coming back in with three fouls. Mostly Titan said, hey, man, hands up, get back. Right there, he did that. Detweiler, he was, Kramer went against him, trying to draw that foul against Detweiler. He took that step back and put his hands up again. You do not want a fourth foul here in the second quarter. Kramer, he misses his first and hits his second. 28-25 with 37 seconds left to go here in the first half. Right now, right side wing with it. Brockman, Eagles lead by three. Brockman back out the Detweiler. Eagles, they can hold to the last shot of the half, trying to take the lead with a little bit of momentum. On the baseline, driving, looking for the reverse. Great underneath layup by Schmezley. Picking up point number 12 of the game to complement 5 rebounds. Yesterday, he finished with a total of 15 points. He's looking for a 20 point or more finish. Inside drive, left side by Leonard with 1 second left to go. Top of the key and in. They're going to count the bucket for Boston Shimmer. Boston all the way to the Green Apple for two. And now the score, 30-27. That is your halftime score. The Eagles lead by three. They're trying to continue their road to glory presented here by Giant Mobile. Look here, the Eagles, 30-27. Be back a couple minutes here for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, here, Class 1A Division II semifinals to play Cunningham tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Eagles, 30. Hornets 27.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With the local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Right now, the road, well, it's looking a little rocky, but the Eagles, let me tell you, they are still driving straight with this lead up by 3-27. What a great first half for both these teams, shooting absolutely incredible lights out there. But tell you what, Eagles, again, 30 points so far that first quarter. It ended 14-14. There was five total lead changes in the first quarter alone, and then two lead changes in the second quarter there. So a total of seven lead changes overall on the game. Eagles right now at the free-throw line. They are shooting 1 of 2 for the right now. The Dighton Hornets right now, they have hit just 5 free-throw shots out of 7 taken. Eagles, again, looking at the stats so far, Brandon Schmeisley with 12 points and 5 rebounds on this game. Colin Shaughnessy, 3 points with that 3-point shot in the second quarter. 2 boards. Wyatt Detweiler, 2 points and a board. Landon Schmidt, 3-point shot and a rebound. Logan Sandman right now, he's got 9 points on the game, 4 boards here for the Dighton Hornets. Daniel Kramer, man, he's had quite a night. It's been hard to contain here for the Axtell Eagles. Right now, he's got 14 points on this game, just 4 points alone from the free throw line. George Von Leonard with 3 points, 3 boards. Boston Schimmer with 6 points and 2 rebounds. And Peyton Redford with 3 points. So 5 scores so far here for the Hornets and for the Eagles. They have gotten 6 total on the scoring lineup. And I'll tell you what, this Eagles team, they've been nothing but successful inside of the basket, but they are giving up a lot on the fast break. The fast break has been very difficult for them to defend up to this point. Looking at some stats here for both sides, the Eagles, they have put up 18 points in the paint. Dighton, they have put up 10 points in the paint. Right now, off second chance opportunities, again, another great game for Axtell. They have 10 points total off second chance opportunities. Yesterday, they finished with 18 total points. That was the major key coming into the day, was continuing that success. Head coach Jason Tiny hit on that note. Right now, the Eagles have 6 total offensive rebounds. Dighton only with 1. The Eagles are absolute rebounding. Dighton 12-5. When you look at the turnovers right now, the Eagles finished with 6 total turnovers at the half. And Dighton, they have 0. So you look at that, and that's been the deciding factor. The Eagles have to take better care of the ball going into half number 2, whereas the Dighton Hornets need to do better at dominating underside the paint. We knew going into this game that the Eagles are a hard team to fight inside the paint. Logan Sandman already has 4 boards in this game. I believe 3 big offensive ones there for him, and that's just great numbers for that young sophomore. He does such a great job of controlling the tempo underneath the basket. He clears the window. It is a no-fly zone there for anybody else underneath the rim. He does a great job of taking care of it. Again, he is right now at 9 points on the game, leading right now the straightaway here for the Eagles. The 12 points is Brandon Schmeisley. So, again, big key points here in the second half. Eagles need to take care of the ball. They need to limit the turnovers, but they got to keep doing what they're doing. I also got to say Eli Broshman with no points in the first half. That's a big dividend right there. You really want a player like Broshman to get going in the second half, right? He can be an X-factor player. He can be that guy who hits five threes in a game. But he's got to get electric here, folks. He's got to get going for this Eagles team. The Eagles, so far, have only hit two threes. It's a little uncanny for them because they can do a lot of damage outside the arc, and I think that's what the Eagles are missing right now. They're missing some of those outside shots from above and outside of that three-point line. So we'll see if they can kind of start hitting some shots here in this second half. But Biden said it right in the pregame interview. He said, look, folks, we're looking to dominate the paint. If we win by the paint, we win by the paint here. Three-point shots is just kind of an extra thing that helps you kind of stay ahead in the game. So that's kind of the mentality the Eagles are working with. Keep going inside the paint. Keep making it work. And the three-point shots, they'll tack on and they'll lead on. Well, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes here. Eagles 30, the Hornets 27. Again, the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. This has been our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. Plus, Joe Carlson on the Highland Community. We'll be back in 3 minutes for the second half here at 92.1 KMZA.
Building a new home or remodeling your current one can be stressful. Allow Chris Leards at Hilltop Creations in Baileyville to make part of your project a little less stressful by helping with your cabinet, countertop, and onyx needs. Chris will meet with you to find out what style and preferences you have, then create a custom 3D drawing of your project to allow you to visualize the completed area, and can also install the items for you to make the process as simple as possible. Call Chris at 785-294-1875 for a free quote and drawings today. Again, that number is 785-294-1875.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes, but actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in the standard based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net, Giant Communications and JBN Telephone, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls with the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here. 92.1 KMZA. First point of this second half going to Peyton Redford, his fifth of the game for the Hornets. They now are only down by one, 38-29. Again, we are the start of the third quarter. We got two quarters left to go. usually I say 16 minutes all combined together. Well, now we're only down to 15 minutes left to go here, folks. Getting a little bit of a late start here. They started this one just about nearly over a minute early from the halftime break. And now we're just catching it live here right now with a game here at 19.1 KFGA. The Eagles and the Hornets taking on each other. Eagles up 30-29. Eagles with the lead and trying to extend. Shaughnessy, three-point shot. He misses. Sandman looks for the putback. He missed a bunny just in front of the rim. And that looks like that one's going to be a little bit of a controversial call, getting a foul there against the Eagles underneath the basket. There was a couple of shoving and pushing. Oh, no, I believe actually they're going to say Hornets. There now it's going to be given to the Eagles. I just saw a negative reaction from the Eagles crowd, so I thought that went the other way. All right, now with it, Broshman. Broshman up to the top left elbow. Back to Schmidt. Schmidt here for the Eagles up the top of the perimeter. Now swings it left side. Three-point shot on the way by Broshman. He still hasn't connected from it tonight. He is at no point still looking for his first. Rebound picked up by Vaughn Leonard. Hornets down by one, 30.9, 6:14 left to go in this third quarter. Daniel Kramer with it. He leaves this team with 14 points. And now he's got a chance for two more for the Hornets as Kramer gets fouled, driving the baseline off the right side near the basket. And he goes up to shoot two. Kramer, right now on this one, he is 4 of 5. He's only missed one. Now he is 5 of 6. Here at the free throw line. Now he hits, he misses his first one there and he hits his second. So now we are at a tied 30 apiece game with 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Underneath the basket, Schmezley, and Schmezley does quick work to get himself back to the free throw line. Schmezley, his first trip tonight. Coming in the state tournament, he was 31 of 54 shooting 7%. And the first one goes up and in. Schmezley, he was 3 of 5 yesterday against Central Christian here, and he's already 2 of 2. He starts. 32-30, the lead for Axel by 2, 5-8 left to go in this third quarter. It looks like we're going to get a foul here in the backcourt. They're going to call it against Axel. That's against Brandon Schmezley. He'll pick up foul number 2 of the game. So a big thing here is fouls. Schmezley has 2, Sean has 2, 3 on Detweiler, and 3 on Schmidt. A lot of foul trouble here for the Axel Eagles. Eli Brockman trying to get a pick, but getting taken over the top by Redburn, and now trying to look for the steal inside. It's picked up by Brockman. Brockman takes it down the court here to Schmezley. Schmezley back to Brockman, picks up at the backcourt, palm straight in the chest. Now goes over the top to Schmezley off the right side elbow, but it is turned over to Daniel Kramer for his 4th steal of the game. Kramer with it. Jumper. Top left post. Missing, but looking for the offensive putback. Noah Romer. He gets the board. He gets fouled. He'll go up to the line to look to tie this game. Noah Romer, the 6-foot senior at the free throw line. Up. And in. Romer trying to make it 32-all with 5:25 left to go in the third quarter. Leading the scoring.
Here for the Hornets, the 15 of Daniel Kramer. Right now, no Romer. He's at 2 points on the game looking for point number 3, and he snags it.
He goes 2 for 2 at the line. We are deadlocked. Well, once again, here at 32 apiece, with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. It's the Eagles' ball. Schmezley back out to Detweiler, to the right to him, to Brockman. Detweiler, Schmidt, back to Detweiler, and Detweiler turns it over. Kramer's 5th steal of the game inside. That's going to be a lead taken here by Daniel Kramer for the layup. Now at 17 points on the game. Our game's leading scorer, Daniel Kramer, he takes the lead for Titan, 34-32. Right side wing with it, Broshman. Broshman, kitchen, left hand, bounce pass into Schmidt on the left wing. Back up top of the perimeter. Jump step inside by Broshman. Back out, Schmezley. Schmezley to Schmidt. Schmidt open, look for 3. That one's beautiful. No! Off the back of the rim. It just had the spin to it. It's a little too strong off the back iron. And now it's still a 34-32 game. Eagles trailing by 2-4, 38 left to go in this third quarter. Again, that big thing for the Eagles is all their starters have fouls. And it ain't a small amount either. Here, Daniel Kramer taking it down the court, past the timeline, left hand crossing over Schmezley. Again, Schmezley and Schmidt, they switched off the man-to-man. Now Schmezley, he's been covering Kramer. Against Kramer, now drawing a foul. They're going to get that one against Schmezley, and that might be Schmezley's third of the game. Yes, it is. So three personals against Schmezley, three against Landon Schmidt, and three against Wyatt Detweiler. While two are against Sandman, and two are against Shaughnessy. This is not looking good for the Eagles. They're going to have to start being a little more conservative underneath the basket on allowing some buckets. Can't draw those fouls. There, a 4-point lead now is underneath the basket. Romer gets it and puts it in for two. And now Seiden extends the lead by four, 36-32. Coach Jason Seiden calls a timeout for the Eagles. A full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. 4:05 left to go in the third quarter, 36-32. The Hornets have taken the lead in the third quarter.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Coach Seiden for the Eagles just taking a timeout. Brock Schmidt hits it for three in the game! Coming right after the timeout! That's a big spark the Eagles needed. Now they only trail by one, 36-35. Brockman, first three of the game, comes in prime time with 3:42 to go in the third. Here, a jumper left side. Kramer misses, and Brockman goes for the rebound. He's in this game now. He gets it to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy extending and fouls underneath the basket. And just like that, Titan says, hey, guys, calm down. This is a game for us to take over. And looking for that road to glory, again presented by Giant Mobile. The Eagles looking to tie it. First one up, and first one's good for Colin Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy is on the season 29-44. He shoots about 65%, looking for point number five of this game. Shot is up, and it is off the rim, rebounded by the Hornets. So we're at a tied game, 36-all. Eagles score four straight after taking the timeout. They were being outscored 9-2 in the quarter. Now just after Kramer going inside and getting that quick layup, now they're being outscored 11-6. They were outscored 11-9 at the end of the third quarter yesterday against Central Christian. Dutton taking the lead here, 38-36. The Eagles with the ball with 3:05 left to go in the third period. Skips up to the top of the perimeter. Here's Detweiler. Now to Brockman on the right side wing. Brockman taking a couple of dribbles with the left hand. Back up to the backcourt here. Right foot on the back circle. Here by Detweiler. He now skips it to his right. He finds Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy hesitates left. Now goes right. Flashes down low in front of Logan Sandman. And Eli Brockman tries the three. Misses. Great inbound there by Schmidt. Detweiler got it inside. He unfortunately missed the layup, but a second chance opportunity will arise as the Hornets are the last one to touch it, going out of bounds with Noah Romer. The Eagles Still a chance here to tie this one at 38 apiece. We have had 8 lead changes total this game. This game has been tied more times, well, more times than fingers you have on your hands, folks. This one has been tied a lot here. Especially out to Detweiler, to Smith, right side. He looks to Shaughnessy. This one is going to be a backcourt violation against Schmidt. Schmidt, he tried to dive to keep his feet off the ground, but it looks like they may have just got him by a toe. So again, the Eagles, their big problem is they had 6 turnovers at the end of the first half, while the Hornets, they had 0. Axel, they need to take care of the ball here with it. Peyton Redburn here for the Hornets, trying to extend a 2-point lead. They're up 38-36, 2:13 to go. Again, the Hornets lead with the ball. Kramer, inside drive here. He's working on a 2-1 trap. Now it's the right corner, inside short corner. Schimmer loses the ball. Taken away by Detweiler. Down the court, great transition. Left-hand finish by Landon Smith. Shaughnessy, great look. Detweiler, great look down the court. He kept his eyes concentrated. He got past the timeline. Left hand fired it down the floor. 38 all. 1:46 to go in the third quarter. On the short right now is Vaughn Leonard. And now a timeout taken as energy just too humps the handle for the Hornets. A 30-second timeout by Titans head coach Tyler Ling. We're tied at 38 apiece with 1:42 to go in the third. We're back in the 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
All 1:37 left to go here in the third quarter. Right now it's the Hornets with the ball. Inside drive on Leonard off the top of the glass and in for two. He was working one-on-one against Schmejli. Leonard, that's his fifth point of the game. Schmejli to his right. And now Brockman, three-point shot off the skim of the rim. Oh, it was almost a good save by Schmejli, but the pickup was by Kramer. Kramer crossing against Schmejli at the top. Now he looks left to Vaughn Leonard. They're just at the 2 points and retake the lead here for Titan. Titan, they have nearly led this entire third quarter since taking the lead over Axel. Off the glass here, Schmejli taking it. Down by 2:40-38 with 57 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Schmidt at the top. Left side here. Tashawn is the inside Brockman. Brockman, he dribbles back up to the backcourt. Now back on the right side wing, here to Schmejli. Schmejli, Shaughnessy, Shaughnessy, Brockman. Brockman inside, look out. Detweiler, three-pointer, missing. Great rebound by Schmidt and a floater after the turnaround. Great job by Schmidt. That one was like a shot in the dark after the spin, but it was beautiful. Kramer looks to take the lead again, and wow, what a beauty off the fadeaway jumper from the right post. Titan 42-40, 16 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. It's right now Eagles ball, Schmejli right side corner. 7 seconds left to go. Brockman with 6. Oh, that one's an air ball. But it's kicked by Schmidt. Schmidt picks up with 1 second left to go, but he misses it. Two three-pointers missed with just seconds on the board. And Dighton has their first lead going into the end of a quarter. And to the most important one yet, it's the fourth. 42-40 heading in the fourth quarter. Dighton leads. We're back in 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Task Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value, and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Logan Sandman ripping away a defensive rebound here to start this fourth quarter. Eagles down by 242-40. The eight total lead changes in this game. Again, the third place title match last season. Eagles won over Dighton, 80-72. This one a little less high scoring, but it's been a roller coaster just like last season. Logan Sandman, he had no points in the third quarter. He's with the ball at the right side corner. Here, a jumper shot by Specialty. He misses, and the rebound picked up by Kramer. Kramer's at the third board of the game. He drives inside, takes a Euro step, floating it off the right side rim. He falls to the ground as Sandman now has back-to-back rebounds here to start this fourth quarter. Detweiler at the front, at the backcourt, excuse me, here. He gets out to his left to Shaughnessy, back right to Detweiler. Shaughnessy, here's Schmezzi. Schmezzi on the left side corner, inside look, great backdoor cut inside by Eli Broshman. He had no points at the end of the first half. He's got five so far in the second. He's got a chance for the and one here to take the lead. It's 42-42, three fouls on this game against Noah Romer.
Again, it's important here for the Eagles to stay out of foul trouble, though. They got three players with three fouls, Schmezzi, Detweiler, and Smith.
And now our ninth lead change in the game occurs. Broshman and one. And he gets to the free throw line more here for the Eagles. Right now on the game, they are 4-5 here. Now with it, the Hornets on the right side corner, down by one, 43-42, 6-3 left to go in this fourth quarter. Back to the short corner, pump fake left, now back out, stepping out is Romer. Romer to his left, Von Leonard now to Redburn. Inside, short corner shot by Shimmer, and he shimmies it in. Shimmer in for two, he's got eight total points now in this game. Dighton retakes the lead, that is our 10th lead change in the game, folks. Dighton back up by one, 44-43, 6:16 left to go in this fourth quarter. Broshman to his right, Detweiler to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy back to Detweiler at the top of the key now, especially inside left to Broshman, taking a couple jab steps, now inside the key, kicking it back out. Broshman, three-pointer, that looks off the right, it is. But good corral for the board by Shaughnessy. And now on the floor, Logan Sandman, he kicks it, and it touches. Yeah, they're going to get it on the kick.
I'll be turned over there by the Eagles. And the Eagles, they have nearly over 10 turnovers on this game. Hornets, they're still under 5 turnovers.
Dighton leading 44-43. Full court pressure here being applied. Now everyone drops off through the front court as Schmezley goes one-on-one here with Daniel Kramer. And Kramer, man, he has been a hard one to guard. 21 points coming into this fourth quarter. He has been a tough cookie to crack. Now at the left side winning with it here is Redburn. Redburn. He gets it out to Daniel. Daniel, who dribbles out, back to the backcourt. He passes to Bennard. Bennard back to Daniel. Daniel at the circle, now left to Redburn. And now a steal. That ball's coming all the way down the court. And Broshman, he loses it. Oh, they're going to say it was last touch by the Hornets. Last touch by Boston Shimmer. Great track down the court. So even if it was touched, it would have been a half-court violation. So turnover nonetheless. Eagles take over here. Down by one, 44-43, 5:21 left to go in the fourth quarter. Shaughnessy at the top. Now looks left to Schmitz. Schmitz back up to Shaughnessy. Just 5 foot in front of the circle next to the timeline. Here now to Schmezley. Schmezley, Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy hesitates the three-point shot. Ball knocked out of bounds there by Daniel Kramer. Let me say, Kramer does such a great job of working his hands. He is such a great defender inside the track. He has really jammed it today here for the Eagles. He's got 5 steals and 21 points and a couple boards on top. Broshman, now out to Schmidt. Schmidt, Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy back to Schmidt. Now the right side, low wing. Here, Broshman, Schmidt, Schmidt, Shaughnessy. Short corner drive, baseline. Oh, what a move! He did the dishwasher, the washing machine underneath his hands. and went back up with it. And right after that, the Eagles, they retake the ball for a steal. And Brushman tries a NBA range three. He misses, but Axel retakes the lead here for their 11th lead change of the game. It's a track range down the court. It's Landon Smith after the steal, 1-for-2. Smith now with 9 points on the game, and the Eagles are getting electric here. 47-44, up by 3-4, 18 to go in this fourth quarter. They've been putting the 1-2 punch combo against the Hornets. They've been the ones to sing. It's in the turnovers here. It's in the layup. It's in the threes. Daniel Kramer, stuff down low. Big stuff by Brockman down the court here. Smedley inside Brockman. Brockman looking for the layup finish. Couldn't get it. Popped up all the way in the air. Back up to the backcourt line. Logan gets it. Then and Smedley is taken away by Shimmer. 37-44, 3:45 left to go in this fourth quarter. Things are getting crazy, folks. It was the things getting crazy here. We got a full timeout taken by the Hornets. They're back in 60. Eagles with 3:42 left to go in the fourth quarter. 47-44. They're up by three. A chance to go to this state title match. The first time since 2013. Trying to take down Cunningham. All right, we're back in 60 here on SKMZA at 2.1.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women. But it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you're 45 or older, contact your SFP primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening test options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
It's here right now, 47-44. Timeout just taken by the Giant Hornets. It's 47-44, the 3-point lead of the Eagles. Hornets, they have it with 3:27 left to go on the clock of regulation. But we've seen this game tied more times and fingers you have on your hands. Probably count your toes, too. Hopefully you got nails left on both, because this one's been a nail-biter. At the top here, Romer, left side wing, up to the top here to Redburn. Left-hand dribbling out. He sets up a pick and a roll off the left side wing. He sets up for Romer. Romer at the top of the perimeter. Pump fakes right. Now goes back left. This time he's setting the screen up for Redbird. Now left side corner. Stepping back looking for three. Doesn't take a toe. Von Leonard. Now he skips it here to Redbird. Redbird replaces the spot in left side corner. We're under 3 minutes now. 2:47 field in the fourth quarter. 47-44. And now we have another timeout taken by Dighton Hornets. They did not like their look that they had right there. And I think the Eagles, they feel that momentum. They know that their defense is pressuring the Hornets. There's no shot clock here, so they're working with it. All right, quick 30-second timeout here taken by the Hornets. We're back in 30. Axel 47, Dighton 44, 2:46 left to go.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Here in the fourth quarter, 2:42 to go. Axel up by 3:47-44. The Axel fans are standing up behind me, so I might as well do the same. This one is getting exciting here. Daniel Kramer with it here for the Hornets. They trail by three. They just had a 30-second possession, which led to a timeout because they couldn't get any points here. And after the timeout, Logan Sandman picks up the rebound here. That is rebound number seven for him on this game. He has done an incredible job so far in this game getting rebounds. He has yet to get on the board here in this second half, but his appearance here from underneath the basket has not been forgotten. He is doing a great job of keeping his team in this one. Logan Sandman, just what I was saying. He sparks like a light in the night. Donahue gets the assist. Sandman picks up point number 11 on the game. Kramer, a long two, left side. He misses. Shaughnessy looking for the board, boxing out nicely though. Romer underneath, but Schmidt gets the steal. Great steal by Landon Schmidt. They are now down the court. It's Schmedley, 49-44, largest lead for the Eagles. They're up by five. That just tells you how close this game has been, folks, through and through. 1:36 left to go. The Eagles could hold this one out and just look for the foul line to finish this. Tonight already, they are shooting greatly 4 of 5. We'll see how they do it. Schmedley out to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, bounce pass dribble, and the foul occurs. Well, you know what time it is, folks. It's free throw time. 49-44. Eagles are up by five. Foul is second in the game against Von Leonard. On this season, this Eagles team has shoot 55% from the free throw line. They have made over 130 this season. They are going to have to do... Oh, actually, sorry, there's more fouls to give, I should say. There's still two more fouls to give for Titan. That will be foul number three now for him. Third foul picked up by Daniel Kramer. And now the best scorer here for the Hornets at 3,000. Actually, speaking about fouls, that is the big key in this fourth quarter. The Eagles have no fouls in this fourth quarter. And they came to the score with Schmelzy with three, Detweiler with three, and Schmidt with three. So it's been great here. And now Daniel Kramer, the leading scorer, he's going to step off the bench. He's going to step to the bench with a minute 21 left to go. That is interesting. The best player on the Hornets team with 1:19 to go gets taken off the floor. What an interesting situation there. Not sure if I understand the coaching decision. He's actually getting ready to come back in, but, you know, when's the next time he's coming back in here? Maybe about next 15 seconds. So I guess the thought is here, keep him off for this defensive run. And again, that's the idea here. They're going to quickly put him right back in. They just put him to the bench for about 5-10 seconds, give him a quick swig of water, and then they're going to put him right back into this game. Alongside him, they're also going to put in Noah Romer. So, fifth foul just got picked up. So, just like that, only one foul on the footer for Knighton turns into five in just 20 seconds. 1:18 to go in this game. On the free throw line is Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy's first one up, and it goes out. Just skipped up there. That's why it's Detweiler they're shooting from the line on the season. Detweiler here is looking 7-15. Shoot just under 50%. The second shot goes up and it goes out, but a rebound by Schmedley. Big offensive rebound there by Shaughnessy after the two missed free throws by Detweiler. And now another foul will have to occur. They'll put Shaughnessy up to the line. The foul is against Peyton Redburn. 1:11 left to go in the fourth period. Eagles up by five, 49-44. Eagles so far tonight are 4 of 7 from the free throw line. First one up, and the first one's good for Colin Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy has 5 points on the game. Looking for the Eagles taking their largest lead, 51-44. They're up by seven now. Shaughnessy going 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Huge there for the Eagles. The Eagles right now shooting 6 of 9 on the game. Down the court, Kramer shoots the three. That one off the rim. Brockman gets the rebound with 1:05 left to go for a 7-point lead here for the Eagles. He's making a lot of adjustments. He's got an assist. No, just a miss there off the bunny from Schmedley. That was a great reaction by Brockman. He found the backdoor cut to Schmedley. And it results in a turnover. So down by 7. Hornets take it down the court with less than 56 seconds left to go. Kramer with it. The ball is taken in from Flakini from a baby. And then Brockman is immediately fouled on the right side wing. And now Brockman will step up to the free throw line. He's only shot 1 today. He is 1 of 1. Again, the Eagles so far, they are 6 of 9 on this game. 52 seconds remaining.
Up by 7, 51-44. Eagles, man, they are so good in this fourth quarter.
And Brockstrom misses his first free throw shot. That third quarter was rough for the Eagles. They were outscored 9-2 in the first 11 points. And then in the last 14, they outscored the Hornets 8-6 here in this fourth quarter. They have put up 11 now, 12 points with the second free throw shot going in. And for Titan, they have been held to just 2. Here, a three-point shot on the way by Vaughn Leonard, and it hits. And a timeout is immediately taken by the Hornets. It's a full 60. We'll be back in 60 seconds here. 52-47, a five-point lead with 43 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. We're back in 60 here on 92.1 at KMZA.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Well, we're riding the storm out here, REO Speedwagon style, so jump on board here. It's The Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Eagles sent back up to the free throw line here with 39 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. 52-47. They lead by 5. It's the free throws that have been here the main key.
Looking to hit a total of 7 here made on the game.
Especially from the free throw line here. He hits the first one. Looking to hit the second. Especially, he's had no points here in the fourth quarter. He finally picked up his first. He's got 15 points over the game. He scored 15 yesterday against Central Christian.
Looking for point number 16.
It's up and it's pretty, but it goes out to the right. Rebounded off the right side by Romer. Now down the court by Daniel Kramer. Jumper. That one's just going to be a long two, though, and it's snagged over the top. Great box out for the Hornets. Noah Romer in for two. It's a four-point game. 53-49. The score is getting a tally ever the closer with just 24 seconds left to go. That was by number 15, Peyton Redburn. So both teams here, not many two fouls to give if we force an overtime. Three Eagles have three fouls. And for Dighton, they have two with three and one with four. That one with four, they left their best scorer in Daniel Kramer. And from the free throw line, Barakshman hits his first on this attempt. Rockerman, who went 0-2 the last time, the time before, 1-1. Now 2-4 in the game, looking to go 3-5. Eagles, they have now shot a total of 12 free throw shots on this game, and they have hit 7 of those 12. So just a little over 50% on the game. They went to their 50% on the year. And Rockerman, well, he boxes both of those in, goes 2-2 at the line. In the second half, he has 8 points total. Eagles back at a six-point lead, but Kramer draws it back within 4 with 2. That's his first point this fourth quarter. The ball's being scrapped for on the ground. I think the Hornets just got a steal. No, they didn't. They're going to call a jump ball. Head coach Tyler Lee, he was screaming for a timeout as quick as he could. That jump ball is actually going to give the possession here to the Eagles. So 11.7 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. It's 55-51, and now we have a 30-second timeout taken by the Eagles. My board off back in the studio, Kirk Kelvin, he said, well, you can ride this one out. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to ride this storm out. REO Speedwagon style on this one. It is speeding up here with its 11.7 seconds left to go. 55-51. This is the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Tomorrow, the winner of this game will take on Cunningham. Cunningham looking to defend their state title. Dighton, they are looking for their first state title appearance in program history. This is their first time in the semifinal match for the Axel Eagles. This is their fifth ever semifinal game. They've only had one championship appearance. They are 1-0 in state title matches, that one being won in 2013. Eagles, the record book has been getting heftier this season. This would add to it. And it's timeout is going to be taken right back immediately. So we just had a timeout. We're going to have another one. This one a full timeout. We're just going to keep it here again. This Eagles team, they are on a 20-game winning streak, outscoring their opponents this year, 1,481 to 1,020. They're averaging over 64 points a game. This team is just dominant, the poor dominance. And we'll talk about it in our postgame show coming up by P.L. Blue's Real Estate. Oh, assuming this one doesn't get tied here, we go into overtime. But Brandon Schmesley, he's had a great night. I mean, he's over 1,000-point score in his career. He's a KU commit in football, all right? He's a great all-natural athlete. Schmesley is a football player. He's a basketball player, and he's a track athlete. And this year has been nothing but short of successful for him as he's put over 280 points on the year. He has been nothing but ecstatic here for this Eagles team. Shaughnessy, he's done some over 5 points so far. And, man, he's done a lot here with 11 points in this game. Nearly a double-double there for him. All right, timeout's over. 55-51 with 11 seconds left to go. Eagles ahead. An immediate foul will go against Shaughnessy with just 10 seconds left to go. Again, this is just to extend it to a six-point game. Dighton, they have lit up from around the perimeter. So it is big here that both these free throw shots are made. So that way you make it at least a two-possession game. Okay. Shaughnessy from the line. Taking a deep breath. Shoulder shrug back. First one goes in. We're calling Shaughnessy. It's in. It's a little woo and a little ooh. Hold your breath here, folks. The free throw shot number two. Shaughnessy. First one went in, and the second one goes out. Now, 5-point lead, 56-51. 5 seconds remaining. 3-point shot off the board. Smith picks it up. 1.2 seconds left to go. The Axel Eagles are taking on Cunningham tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Axel making it back to the state tournament the first time since 2013. 5-point lead, 56-51. There's no way for Dighton to come back in. Dighton, their season ends short here. Last season ended on a loss to the Eagles in the third place match. Well, now the Eagles, they will chase higher glory on the road to glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Smithy missed his first here at the free throw line, looking to hit the second, just to make this one maybe more charitable of a lead to end. First one goes up, second one goes up, and it goes in for good. 1.2 seconds in, it's inbound, picked up by the Eagles, and officially the Eagles have won 57-51. The Eagles are heading back to the state championship. They just fought tooth and nail against this Hornet team. They were stung plenty of times, but in the end, with all the bumps and bruises, they came out on top. We'll be back in a couple of minutes here for our post-game show, brought to you by BL Doers Real Estate, as well as our player of the game, brought to you by the Forest St. Make. Again, a final score here from the Colby Event Center in Class 1A Division 2 semifinals to take on Cunningham in state tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Eagles 57, the Hornets 51.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
At the
to Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome here, our final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked in at 2.1 at KMZA, the Giant Fugues and JBN Telephone Company. Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. And the Eagles are one step closer to glory. They now take on Cunningham tomorrow at 6 p.m. Be sure to lock in on 92.1 KMZ for that call. Again, I'm Chris Prophet here tonight. It's been a great game. Eagles win 57-51. Let's break it down. It was 14-13 at the end of the first quarter, 30-27 at the end of the half. The Eagles, they outscored the Hornets 16-13 at the end of the second quarter. In the third quarter, the Hornets outscored the Eagles 15-10, 9-2 in the first 11 points. And then the Eagles would outscore the Hornets 8-6 last 14 points of that third quarter. And then going into the final quarter, the Eagles would outscore the Hornets 17-9 on it. Man, what an incredible quarter there for them, putting up 17 points, the most points in this game here. What an incredible one again there for them. But again, in both of these halves, they had three more points scored than the Hornets, and they got it done. This Eagles team, and I talked with Jason Tynan before this game, and what was going to be that big thing. And usually I kind of expect a coach to throw in the word three a little bit. That wasn't what Jason Tynan said at all. He said the paint. The paint is where we're going to dominate. Yesterday they had 38 points in the game. I don't have the official numbers in front of me here, but let me tell you, I'm sure the Eagles probably put up around 35 to 40 points in the paint. Actually, more than that, probably mostly up to 45 or more. The Eagles, they just really, they went nit and tuck down low, and they did it really well in the fast break, the quick transitional points, the down low feeding, not only Sandman, but Schmeisley and Brockman. And shout out to Brockman, man. A tough first half finish for him with 0 points. He came out in the second half and put up 8 points in it and 5 points alone in the fourth quarter. And that's what you expect from a team captain like Eli Brockman, a guy who has over 1,000 career points. You expect him to come in and get that flow eventually at some point in the game, and he found it in the third, and especially in more of the fourth quarter. Brandon Schmeisley, he stayed consistent through on through on out. 12 points to finish the first half. He finished the game with 15 points. Colin Shaughnessy, he finished him with 7 points, a 3-point shot. His free throw shooting in the second half was incredible there. He had a total of 4 free throw shots out of 5, out of 6 taken. Wyatt Detweiler finished the game with 2 points and a board. Landon Schmidt finished with 10 total points, a 3-point shot in the second quarter. Logan Sandman, great game for him, 11 points. And 7 rebounds. The Eagles, what a great night for them they had. And even a better night for Jason Tynan. Guess what? Coach Tynan picking up win 150 in his coaching career here. Absolutely amazing there for the head coach of the Eagles, Jason Tynan. Again, I'll have another interview with them before tomorrow's matchup. So, again, be sure to get into that pregame. Hear the pregame faction. Here's the thoughts from head coach Jason Tynan on what his thoughts were from today's game against Dighton. And then moving on, again, to the second time in school history, the Axe Eagles. Their last time was in 2012-2013, which they won. It was their 1-0 in title games. The Hornets, their season falls short here. They end 21-4. By the way, this game, it was a roller coaster. They had 11 total lead changes, more than 10 tied scores in the Eagles. Their biggest lead of the game was 7 points, and this game ends here by 6. So that just kind of tells you a little about this game, folks. It was a close one, but the Eagles, they win a close one here, and that's what you want, especially because they are going to be playing the number one team in the state of Kansas, Cunningham. So that one's going to be a big one tomorrow. Tune in at 6 o'clock for that one. So, again, a final one here. Axel Eagles winning 57-51 over the Dighton Hornets. Player of the game, we cruise and coast this one and give it on to Brandon Schmezley. Schmezley, man, it feels like I was giving him all the player of the game back in the football season. Well, guess what? He's just as much of an all-star next factor here in basketball. He finished with 15 total points on the contest with 7 total rebounds. What a night to end there for Brandon Schmezley. So, again, he was here improving up to now 24-1, which, by the way, they have acquired this season alone the most wins in the boys program. Tynan's 150th career win, over 1,000 points scored for both Broshman and Schmezley in basketball, and the first TDL title in history for the program, and their first league title since 1996 back in the Nemaha Valley League. So this year has been nothing but historic record books getting put in and wrote there for the Eagles, and they look to continue it on tomorrow. So again, lock in tomorrow at 6 o'clock there against the Eagles and against Cunningham. So again, 57-51 is your final score here. Again, this is in your post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best of business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at BLDoors.com. And of course, our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit the bank at Farmers.com. The Farmers State Bank player of the bank on was Brandon Schmezley. All right. That's the final one here. You've really been listening to 92.1 KMZ for the MSC Sports Radio Network, the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Eagles 57-51. Be back here tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Axel taking on Cunningham. Thank you for listening